It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
I would ask you, if at all possible, to have your Bible open to John chapter 9. And as we study John chapter 9, we're going to read the last three verses in just a moment. But just before we do that, let's think back for just a moment now that Jesus Christ was present in this chapter. There was also a blind man who was in this chapter. This blind man had been blind since birth. He had not seen anything. Well, Jesus came along and took some clay and mixed it with spittle and placed it on this man's eyes, and this man received his sight. Can you imagine being blind from birth and not able to see anything throughout his life, and all of a sudden he was able to see? This must have been something that only someone who was like this could experience. Well, Jesus gave this man his eyesight. And this reminds me that Jesus is the Creator. The Bible says that everything that was made by Jesus Christ, and without Him was not anything made that was made. He is the Creator. He is the sustainer of life. Well, Jesus Christ gave this man his sight. And I think today that Jesus Christ gives sight to those people who will come to Him, faith believing that He is God, that He is able to save them to the uttermost. Jesus Christ is the great sight giver. Now, a person does not have to receive physical sight to receive spiritual sight from our Lord. Spiritual sight comes by faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." There's no boasting when it comes to knowing that you're on your way to heaven, because Jesus Christ is the one who gives you eternal life and makes it possible for each one of us to go to heaven. Well, this blind man received his sight, and there were those people around who doubted that he was even the same man who had been born blind. Well, the Pharisees and scribes called his parents. They came, and they asked the parents, "Is this their son?" "Yes." How did he receive his sight? Well, they were afraid to answer the question. They were afraid to give the right answer. And they said, "Ask him. He's of age. Let him tell you how he got his sight." Well, his parents were afraid, because the Bible tells us that they were afraid they would be thrown out of the temple. They would be disowned if they said what had actually taken place. So the blind man was asked, and he told them that somebody had healed him. They kept talking to him, and they kept, I would say that in essence, they were mocking him. But he said, "I don't know who it was. All I know is that I was blind, but now I see." You see, these scribes and Pharisees accused Jesus of being of the devil. They accused Jesus of not being from God. Well, Jesus had said on many occasions up to this point that he was sent from God. He was from above. And this is why he could heal this man, because he was doing God the Father's business on this earth. Well, the Bible goes ahead and tells us in John chapter 9 how that these people, the Jewish people, the ones who were around there at that time, and the scribes and Pharisees, they did not believe in Jesus Christ. Verse 33. Let's go back to verse 32. It says, "Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of that was born blind?" This is the man who was born blind now, and he could see now, and he was asking this question. He was telling these people this. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. These people had accused Jesus of being not of God, but this blind man who could now see was saying he could not do this if he was not from God. Verse 34, "They answered and said unto him, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out." You see, these Pharisees and scribes and some of the Jewish people standing about, they kept telling people that they were the descendants of Abraham. And by doing so, these people were saying they were not born in sin, that they needed nothing, because Father Abraham was their father. Well, the Bible tells me that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. It didn't say that his descendants would be saved. The Bible is plain when it says that every person is responsible for his or her own destiny, his or her own eternal life, or an eternal hell. Well, these scribes and Pharisees, they threw this man out of the temple because he was standing up for the Lord. Back in verse 35, Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" Notice what this man tells Jesus now, this one who was healed, who can now see. He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." Notice now what this man said. And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. When a person believes on Jesus Christ, when they take him as their Savior, they can truly worship God in a true way. You see, the Bible teaches us that before a person knows Jesus Christ as Savior, before that person is on his or her way, on his or her way to heaven, they cannot really worship God. In fact, the Bible teaches us that any person who does anything in the name of God without Jesus Christ as their Savior, anything they do, according to the Bible, is sin in the sight of God. No person can please God unless they come to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, unless they accept what He's done for them on the cross of Calvary. Well, this man, he worshiped Jesus Christ. He was worshiping God. You know, so many people today, they worship many different things. Oh, they may worship a statue. They may worship some kind of a little pin. They have pinned to them. They may worship a picture. They may worship a person. But the Bible teaches us that there's only one that whom we should worship, and that is God. And we worship God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. There is no other. There is no other way to heaven other than through Jesus Christ. And those of us who are saved, we need to be grateful every day and every minute, every second of our lives that we know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We can worship God in spirit and in truth. Well, notice now with me in John chapter 9, and we'll start reading here again with verse 39. Now, this is carrying on after Jesus had, this man had said that he was the one the man was talking to. He was the Lord. And this man said that he believed. And Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." Well, the first part of that verse, he says, "For judgment I am come." This is not saying that he's condemning anyone. This is like a righteous judge who would sit on the bench of a court, and he would make a righteous judgment. In other words, he would look at things, he would weigh things out and see what was going on. Well, it says, Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see." He came to give sight to the blind. Now, once again, a person does not have to receive physical sight in order to have to receive spiritual sight. That person who received Jesus Christ, it's as though they've been blind all their lives, and all of a sudden the light goes on, because Jesus is the light. The light goes on, and they receive Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. Now, the verse goes on to say that I'm come into the world that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. Well, it is possible for an individual to hear the word of God as these people were hearing personally. They heard Jesus himself. But as a person reads and studies the word of God today, the word of God is quick and powerful. It goes to the very innermost being of the person. And the word of God will convict a person of sin. When that person turns away and does not receive what God is saying to him or her, then the Bible tells us here, and they which see might be made blind. In other words, they do it to themselves, really, because they are turning a blind eye to the truth. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Verse 40 goes on to say, "And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, Are we blind also?" Well, we can just imagine what Jesus would say to these people, but let's read what he does say. Verse 41, "Jesus said unto them, If you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, We see, therefore your sin remaineth." I remind you once again that these people were descendants of Abraham, and they did not believe they had sin. Many times today we hear someone blaming Adam for our sin. And of course, he was the one who sinned, and he's the one who plunged us into sin. But each man and woman, each person in this world, they have to give an account of themselves. I cannot account for you. I cannot account for my wife, my brother, anyone in my family. The only one I can account for is myself. I have to look at myself and see whether or not I'm a sinner. Well, I don't have to look too far, because I know that I do things wrong, and I've done things wrong in the past, because the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." When I see this, I understand that it's not Adam's fault that I am a sinner at this point. It's my fault, because I have not chosen to go God's way. Well, actually, I have. I have actually chosen God's way, and therefore I am saved. I'm on my way to heaven because I've acknowledged the fact that I am a sinner. Well, these Pharisees, they, as we think back again on Abraham, they didn't think they needed anything. They did not think they were sinners. Let's read that verse one more time. Verse 41, John chapter 9. "Jesus said unto them, If you were blind, you should have no sin." In other words, if they were blinded, in other words, they may not realize they had sin. He goes on to say, "You should have no sin, but now you say, We see." They said that we see. In other words, evidently the convicting power of God had touched them, and they could see something. And he said, "Because you see, your sin remaineth." Your sin is ever before you. Your sin is there. And something needs to be done about that sin. This is what Jesus is trying to get through to these people who were listening to him, that they were in bad shape. The man that we've read about who was physically healed, he also got a spiritual healing. And Jesus was using this as something to show these people that he was not only able to give sight to the blind physically, but he was also able to give sight spiritually to the spiritually blind. And I wonder today, have you received sight from God? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? The Bible says that he came into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. Do you realize today that you're a sinner? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Do you realize today that Jesus Christ wants to give you eternal life? The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Bible says. If you'll get serious with God, he'll get serious with you, and he'll save you if you're ready to acknowledge you're a sinner, acknowledge that he is the Christ, that he is the one who can save you, that he is God. Ask him into your heart today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.